Okay, here we go.
It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
I need to just update people on what happened
during the theme song.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you had candy that was stuck in your tooth.
That was a piece of broccoli that was stuck in my tooth.
Oh, a piece of broccoli.
Thank you very
much. And then
much.
You took the candy wrapper of the candy you had just been eating, and I thought you were licking the chocolate out of it, but you were using it as floss.
Yeah.
Cool. It was effective.
Ever since I got all my dental work, I have this one gap on this side of my mouth that's really big. And so stuff gets stuck in there every time I eat something. So I kind of have to like get it out a lot. But broccoli is a terrible offender because it's like a little straw. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a little sperm shape. And that's like the perfect thing to get stuck in your tooth.
Sperm.
Well, a sperm shape.
Sperm.
But larger. Or maybe like a Nike swoosh.
I'm just going to reiterate that you said sperm is the perfect thing to get stuck
sperm
in your teeth.
Sperm gets stuck in my teeth all the time. Sperm, well, no. Sperm-shaped objects. Mm. Let's call it that.
I hope the audio refutes that and says that you said sperm is the perfect thing to get.
Let's play back the tape. Sperm is perfect for having in your teeth.
What are we talking about today?
Today, do you think if people found out that by ingesting sperm, like every time you ingested an ounce of sperm, you added 10 minutes to your life. Do you think people would start supplementing with sperm?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Because, I mean, an hour or so, you could add a day of your life for 24 times. So if you had like a smoothie every morning and you just blended it up in there, then you would basically, after every month, you would gain another day of life. No?
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about, well, we kind of have two things, so.
But they connect.
Yeah. We're going to start with a plot summary of the movie The Orphan, which I haven't seen. Did you see this movie?
Oh, yeah. It's spooky.
Oh. Do you want to summarize it?
Like super brief?
Yeah.
Basically, there's a kid that this couple adopts, and she is an orphan and like tries to be like this perfect kid and like pleases them, and then starts to become like real creepy, and like I feel like she gets like a little bit sexual with the dad.
Ooh.
Now
and, how old is she supposed to be?
Like a preteen.
Okay.
I think
so, like, let's say like 12.
12 to 14.
Okay.
And then she becomes like a murderous psychopath.
Oh. Okay.
And then it turns out that she's not really a child. She's like an adult woman.
Katie later discovers that Esther came from an Estonian mental hospital, and the orphanage Esther claims she was from has no records of her. How did they get her? Like, how did they... Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. They adopt a 9-year-old Russian girl, Esther, from a local orphanage. Okay. Whatever. Oh, and they have a 5-year-old deaf mute daughter, Max.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their 12-year-old son, Daniel, is less welcoming. Fair enough. I want to see how this ends, just because whatever. Kate and Max escape to a frozen pond, unaware that Lena is pursuing them. I assume that's the scary one.
Mm-hmm.
Lena attacks Kate, knocking the gun away and hurling them onto the ice. Max tries to shoot at Lena, but shatters the ice, sending Lena and Kate into the water. Kate climbs out with Lena clinging to her legs. Kate viciously kicks Lena in the face, breaking her neck, and letting her body sink to the bottom of the pond. Max and Kate are met by police moments after. Wow. That's pretty awesome. Okay. So, that happened. Also, there's someone in this movie named Ariana Engineer. That is a stupid name. Exclusive. This is like breaking news.
So this is real life.
This is real life.
That's like happened in the past 2 or 3 days.
Ukrainian dwarf adopted by American couple who claim she was, quote, an adult sociopath masquerading as a child, end quote, is now living in Indiana with a new devout Christian family of 5 who believes she was abandoned by them. Okay, and it shows this family, 2 parents, 3 other kids with their faces blurred, and let's see. I don't know if it says
Ukrainian
her name.
Ukrainian.
Let's just call her Ukulele.
We call her Esther.
Esther. Because that's the name of the orphan.
Yeah.
Now, in this picture, I gotta say, she definitely does not look like a child. She definitely looks like a dwarf. Like, she's got, like, an adult face.
But I can't tell. Is she, like, crouching down? Is she, like, on her knees to be, like, child height?
But I don't know.
It's hard to tell if she... Because she could pass for, like, I don't know, 15, 16. But she could also pass for, like, mid-20s, early mid-20s, right?
Yeah, definitely. Also, they have, like, wall decals that say love, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, peace, other things in lots of different fonts and colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't approve. It's a little much. It's like, look, we're
does
not...
Does that discredit her whole
yeah. thing? Well, I'm just like, look, the inside of your house is not a goddamn city bus. You don't have to advertise for joy and peace in your home this hard. Like, you could be a little more subtle. Fooling around with her 5 siblings, singing in church, and beaming from ear to ear, this is abandoned, quote, Natalia Barnett, living with a Christian couple who consider her their teen daughter. 3-foot-tall Natalia, who suffers from a rare form... This is a hard thing to say. Say rare form of dwarfism.
Rare form of dwarfism.
I want to say rare form of dwarfism.
Yeah, it is hard.
Is at the center of it... Is that like one of those things that kids say, like... She sells.
Sally sells seashell by the seashore.
Yeah. Rare form of dwarfism.
Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatches are you worn by good. Rhonda, who has a rare form of dwarfism.
Okay.
We could make up our own. Is at the center of an extraordinary criminal case that saw her adoptive parents, Christine and Michael Barnett, charged with neglect for moving to Canada without her in 2013.
So this other, her initial adoptive family has, I think, 2 other children. I don't know if this is going to get into it. But the Barnetts have 2 other kids, and like their son is like a super smart genius child, and they moved to Canada so he could go to like this great school that will like nurture his genius.
Okay. But they just were like, and you can stay not with us.
Yeah, I think they thought like, I don't believe that you're actually a dependent for us. Like, we think you're a grown woman. And then they like got her an apartment or something and helped her pay rent.
Okay, but depending on who you believe, on whom you believe, who cares? The bubbly baby-faced youngster is either a 16-year-old girl or a 30-year-old sociopath masquerading as a child. For in a twist worthy of a Hollywood movie,
which it was,
wink, Christine Barnett claimed in an exclusive interview with DailyMail.com last week that she can prove Ukrainian-born Natalia is secretly a grown-up suffering from a severe psychiatric illness. Mom of 3, Christine, 45, further alleged that her family are the true victims, having been scammed into adopting an adult in 2010 who went on to terrorize and to try to kill them. So this is literally the plot of that movie.
I'm wondering who really has the mental illness here.
Do you think it's entirely possible that... Okay, so maybe this is a 16-year-old girl who has dwarfism. I mean, how fucked up would that be? Happy pot of weed. Mom of 3, Christine... As the bewildering case prepares to play out in court, a DailyMail.com investigation can today reveal Natalia has found a new home with a Christian couple from Indiana and their 5 kids. Natalia's new father figure, 36-year-old Antoine Mann, I don't know, are they French? Was recently, I'm thinking Canada, French, but I'm like, they're in Indiana.
Also,
it's Mann's.
That's not how you would say ma in French.
Well,
That's fine. I think it's Mans.
How would you say that name in French? Antoine Mans.
There's an I missing for it to be.
Oh, okay. Antoine Mans was recently ordained as a pastor and lives in a former church parsonage with his wife, Cynthia, 39. Why is it important that they're 36 and 39? Like, who gives a fuck?
Well, because if this girl is 30, it's kind of weird. Like, this person 9 years older than me is now my mom.
I feel like whoever was writing this art, you know, they could just...
Yeah.
I get it. They're normal parent age. Like, that's fine. DailyMail.com understands the devout couple are aware... What? DailyMail.com understands... This is... Okay. Are aware of the question swirling around the true age of their Ukrainian, quote, daughter, who is barely taller than a toddler because of the bone disorder... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, say it. Please say it.
Spondylopimetaphyseal dysplasia. Okay. S-P-O-N-D-Y-L-O-E-P-I-M-E-T-A-P-H-Y-S-E-A-L dysplasia. That Perfect. Sounds extremely made up. It looks extremely made up. It sounds like
26
made up.
26 letters long.
Yeah. They're just like... What's the longest name for a disorder? Longest name for shortest body?
Ooh,
do you think
don't
that's
like
on purpose? You don't like that?
We were
joke?
Just talking about lisps and how that's cruel. So this is also cruel.
Yeah, it's cruel that a lisp has two s's. It's like I have a lisp,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's. I wonder if it originated because they were like, how can we prove whether or not someone has a lisp? Let's give a test word. Lisp.
That's horrible.
Images posted to social media make clear they treat the diminutive female as a child, dressing her in colorful kids' clothes and captioning a photo of Natalia and a young playmate, sweetest best friends ever. A family friend told DailyMail.com she considered the Mans to be good Samaritans who came across an abandoned child in need of help and welcomed her into their hearts. The Mans care for Natalia and she likes being there, said the friend. There's nothing crazy going on or anything. These are good people. They just so happened to come across this person that was not being treated right and cared enough to put in the effort to make sure something was done about it. If it's true that her parents had abandoned her, it's horrible. I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, but I've spoken with Natalia and I believe her. If you're asking me if I think she is 30, that's ridiculous. Okay, so here's a picture of her where she does look younger.
Let me see.
To me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Scary witch lady.
Yeah, there's
one of the things that I read is they were like, oh, she can't be 16 because like her vocabulary is real advanced. And honestly, I think that some 16-year-old's vocabulary is more advanced than mine. Like,
well, yeah. Well, once you're like done with school and shit, you're not like learning new words.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
You kind of just like say, here's like the 10 words.
But that
I
was
need.
One of their reasons that I read was like, oh, she speaks smart. And like, but they have a son who's like super genius. And it's like, you don't think that she could have maybe learned from him?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. They've tried to speak to, let's see, I just want to see the Mans. A caption on former McDonald's manager Cynthia's Facebook page declares adoption is love. So the mom is a former, this is giving us information we do not need. Another post, an apparent joke aimed at her kids, reads, "My daughter, the sweetest, most beautiful, loving, amazing, evil, psychotic creature you'll ever meet." They were foster parents, believing that she had been in the U.S. 2 years and was 6 years old. They soon... Oh, okay, this is the original parents.
Yeah.
Christine and Michael Barnett, 40... This is what I wanted to see. I don't want to hear about how great these other people are.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the weird shit.
Scandal.
Christine and Michael Barnett, 43, were experienced foster parents themselves when they decided to adopt Natalia in April 2010, believing she had been in the U.S. 2 years and was 6 years old. They soon harbored doubts about her true age when they noticed she had public hair and was having periods and possessed a vocabulary way beyond her years.
Yeah, that's what I had seen too.
I mean, I don't know a lot, but 6 is pretty early for a period to start, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know they're saying it starts earlier these days with girls, but...
Well, hold on.
Okay, should I keep going? Or what?
I had seen something else that she was like 9 when this was happening, which I was like, that's not that.
That wouldn't be crazy.
No, it's still early, but...
When Natalia began to suffer severe mental health problems, they sought the advice of experts who agreed she was likely far older than her birth certificate suggested. Medical reports from 2012 state that Natalia had admitted to being at least 18 and was perpetuating the age misconceptions in order to be treated as a child by my parents and strangers. That same year, Christine and Michael Barnett, who have since divorced, lodged an emergency petition with Marion Superior Court to have Natalia's date of birth revised.
Yeah, they changed her birth year.
With the stroke of a judge's pen, her birthday was legally changed from September 4th, 2003 to September 4th, 1989, altering Natalia's age from 8 to 22. Shit. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there like genetic testing and stuff they can do to figure out how old you are?
I have no idea.
I'm almost positive.
I know
positive.
They look at bone, like bone structure, like skeletal structure.
Yeah. But hers might be fucked up, so that's might not work, true. Right? Because regardless, because if she's, okay, so this is a little different than the orphan, because she's not pretending that she's not a dwarf. It's how old is this person who is...
Who also has a medical condition that makes it harder to determine.
But I think you can still do it, because I'm like, I'm remembering something I read about, you know, they were talking about anti-aging studies. And this is how they measured it, was like basically how cells repair themselves and stuff like that. And they had like a baseline that would be typical for someone who's 30 versus someone who's like 20.
Well, they should be able, because remember astronauts, like what was it, telomeres? Yeah. Like the length, yes. That, like that should indicate, and that's DNA, right?
Yeah.
And then also like your brain is fully developed at age like 27, so shouldn't they be able to take brain scans and see like how developed her brain is? And that could possibly also, because if she's my age, if she's born in 89, we're the same age,
right?
So they should be able to like look at her now and see like how developed is her brain.
Yeah, and definitely, especially because we're talking about the difference between she was 16 versus like 30.
Yeah.
That's a pretty wide margin.
Yeah.
And developmentally.
Yes. Well, and like it's, they haven't mentioned anything like about cognitive delays. It's strictly skeletal structure that seems to be impacted by whatever disorder.
Okay. So then Christine Barnett says that meant her adopted daughter could finally get the appropriate treatment she needed as an adult. Okay. That makes sense. By then, she told DailyMail.com, Natalia had attacked other kids, poured bleach in her coffee, and threatened to stab family members and hide their bodies in the backyard. Here's three slides. Let's see. See, there she looks like a little kid to me. Her face.
What?
Oh, this is the first the mom. There's like a, it looks like a glamour shot mixed with a mug shot. She was standing over people in the middle of the night. You couldn't go to sleep. We had to hide all the sharp objects, Barnett said in our exclusive interview. I saw her putting chemicals, bleach, Windex, something like that in my coffee, and I asked her, what are you doing? She said, I'm trying to poison you. I'm pretty sure I could put down a shot of Windex and not die. I'm just putting it out there. I think I'd be fine. Isn't Windex mostly vinegar?
I have no idea. I just know that on the My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah, the dad.
Yeah.
Is like Windex fix everything.
Yeah, uncuts and things.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like, I don't know what makes it blue. That seems
probably
risky.
Just food coloring.
Yeah. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
I think it would just go down, like if it wipes clean off a mirror, it would probably just pass through my body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should we get
some? Okay. Nope.
The media is painting me to be a child abuser, but there is no child here. That's a good line. What's not in dispute is that the Barnetts packed up and left suburban Indianapolis in summer 2013, so Jake, the oldest of their three sons and a child prodigy with a form of autism, could attend a prestigious physics institute in Ontario, Canada. Natalia stayed in Indiana, but they deny abandoning her, insisting they rented her an apartment in Lafayette and tried their best to keep in touch. Well, and crucially, they say the majority of the medical evidence concludes that Natalia was a grown-up at the time, not a child.
Isn't this wild?
Yeah, and it's sort of like, on one hand, yes, if she was, in fact, like 30. You're not really abandoning a child. But on the other hand, you kind of are if you've been treating her as a child and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck it.
Also, I don't know how mobile she is with her, like, medical needs. Mm. Like, if she's 3 feet tall, can she drive a car? Like, can she get to medical appointments? Can she get to a grocery store? Like, does she know how to access, like, bus services that support people with special needs? And
see, and here's a question for you. You have a kid. The kid has, like, Down syndrome. And then the kid turns 18. Can you, like, kick that kid out of your house? Like, the same way you could a kid who does not have Down syndrome?
I don't know. I don't know if that's considered. Like, I don't know where the law. Elder abuse and child abuse. But what about people with cognitive or developmental?
Yeah, and, like, the elder abuse seems to come in when it's like, okay, I'm taking care of some rich old man or something. And I'm just kind of waiting for him to die and whatever. Not changing his diaper and shit. But, like, it doesn't usually seem to happen because it's like, Grandpa was living with us, and then we were like, I can't take this shit anymore, so we shipped him off to a home. Or if Grandpa's living with us, then we just were like, Grandpa, we're moving, and you can stay here, but we're peace out. Is that, like, elder abuse?
I think maybe. Like, if he can't get his own food and stuff.
Yeah.
Or go to the eye doctor. Those are things that old people need.
The eye doctor.
Yeah.
That's got to be frustrating to be an eye doctor with, like, super old people. Because you're just like, what did you think I was going to say? You're cured?
No, but they just need to make sure it's not getting worse.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do if it does? Also, old people
tend to be chatty, so I think it would be nice for an eye doctor.
Depends on who your personality, right?
I think if you're going to be an eye doctor or a doctor, you got to be a little chatty.
Yeah, got to have that bedside manner.
Yeah, and just, like, take cues from your patients.
Yeah. When it's like an old man, he gets there 45 minutes early for his appointment, and he's, like, looking at the magazines with deep interest, and you're like, uh-oh. A probable cause affidavit was obtained by the site's a series of bone density tests carried out on Natalia at the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital.
I got real mad about this when I was reading it. I was like, why you gotta drag Peyton into this? Because I don't know. I know it's not him.
Yeah.
But the hospital's named for him, and I just got upset because Peyton Manning's name is now in this controversy, and I got mad.
Oh, shit.
I'm a big fan of Peyton Manning. 23 minutes. I think he's a nice person.
Yeah, Poonmaster Flex really likes Peyton Manning.
23 minutes and what? Where do you got to sleep like it?
23 exactly.
Oh, perfect. Cool.
it's easy to remember. Yeah, well, I don't know. I just learned that he has a children's hospital.
Isn't he great?
So to me, this is a plus. He's a
beautiful person.
I'm not associating him with this nonsense. Good. I'm like, oh.
He's trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I was like, also though, take her to a children's hospital. It's like, well, wait a minute. What do we think is she a children? The first estimate.
Is she a children?
The first estimated she was approximately 8 years old, while the second suggested she was 11.
Which is really big difference between 89 and 2003. Yeah, that's a 13-year difference.
Yeah, if they were saying, like, this is 3 years off, I'd be like, that seems like an easy mistake to make. But 13 years seems tough.
Right.
The affidavit also refers to a 2014 interview with Natalia, who told the detective that her parents left her alone at the Lafayette apartment, and she never saw them again. Here's the dad, I guess. He surrendered to authorities. Oh, they were both in mugshots. So apparently they were both arrested.
Mm-hmm. Because they're being charged with, like, child endangerment and abandonment stuff.
They showered Natalia with attention, taking her to Disney World, enjoying ice creams, treats, and playful pillow fights with her three brothers to slowly bring her out of her shell. That's nice. Bishop Manns and his wife... Who is... Oh, Bishop, because that's... Okay.
The new couple.
Gotcha. Bishop Manns and his wife appear to have come into Natalia's life sometime between 2013 and 2016 when they lodged their application to become her legal guardians, describing themselves as her caretakers. Their March 2016 filing describes Natalia as an alleged incapacitated person, approximately 13 or 14 years of age, born September 4, year uncertain. How come they know the day and no one knows the year?
I don't know. I think that's just made up.
The document filed in Tippecanoe Circuit Court says that Natalia earns $733 per month in Social Security disability payments. Who cares? But it adds, Natalia Grace Barnett is unable to maintain and care for her financial affairs and person as she is actually a minor abandoned by her adoptive parents. When Michael Barnett lodged an objection, the man's is... No. No. Sought a hearing to invalidate the 2012 court decision that re-aged Natalia and asked a new judge to restore her original birth date. Details of the ensuing 2016 proceedings are not publicly blah, blah, blah. Someone didn't return phone calls, living on her own and wanted to become her guardians. Thinking she was still a child, the couple tried to overturn the 2012 result. This time the hearing was even more in-depth. Not only did the judge look at medical reports and other documents, but witnesses came before the court to explain why they were certain Natalia had been 22. The judge upheld the original results and the couple dropped the guardianship petition. So wait, this second judge was like, I still think she's old?
I don't know. I lost.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Because, like, on the one, what if she really is, like, 13?
Yeah. Well, obviously she must know, right?
I would think so.
I mean, that's, okay, this is, here's a real crazy question. What if she doesn't fucking know how old she is?
That would be madness.
I met, in the course of my work, a girl who was adopted from Russia, like, as a baby. And she had some disabilities because she had, like, a real bad fever when she was in, like, an orphanage and whatever. And so then she came here. But they didn't really know how old she was or her birthday. Like, they guessed within a few years.
Yeah.
But they didn't actually know because it was like, I don't know. And she doesn't fucking remember. And she wasn't capable, but this girl seems capable.
But that's the thing. Like, that's a couple of years. This is like 13 years difference is the argument. And yeah. I think it wasn't until my late 20s that I had to start thinking about how old am I? Like,
yeah, that's true.
But she would know. Like, if she really is 16, she knows that she's 16.
I think I would certainly know if I was closer to 16 than I was
to 30. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would know.
Yeah.
And not just like a physical difference, but you would remember things and then be like, well, how long ago was that?
Right.
And you're like, well, that was like 10 years ago.
Well, because if nothing else, like, you can use date placement. Like, yeah. I remember stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I remember Desert Storm and I was like a kid when that happened, but I remember it happening. So certainly I'd be like, okay, well, I must have been at least 5.
Right.
To remember that, right? Right.
Like, I remember going to the Olympics with my family.
You went to the Olympics?
When they were in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it wasn't the Olympics. Maybe it was, like, some trials. I don't know. 96. But I remember, like, I know that. And, like, we went to Disney World, which is what I actually remember. And I remember going into Minnie's house. And I had, there was a rabbit. And he had pants. And I don't remember what his name is.
There was a rabbit and he had pants.
Yeah. Briar Rabbit? Was that
Brer?
Brer Rabbit?
Peter Rabbit?
No, it wasn't Peter Rabbit. I remember.
Brer Rabbit's a guy, right?
Sure. I remember. Well, like, but that's the thing. And I'm like, oh, I know it was this time. Like, I know a date that it was.
Yeah.
So I can then, like, and yeah, like, she should know at least that much.
Yeah. Do I have memories that are, like, 20 years old?
Right.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, what's...
Now I want to know about this rabbit.
What do you think's the creepier thing? What are you gonna... Are you about to Google rabbit that had pants?
I'm about to Google Minnie's Brer house? Rabbit. No, he was... I had a stuffed animal rabbit of this that I took with me into Minnie's house. She had plastic furniture. It was not comfortable.
Well, she's also a giant mouse. So really any furniture is probably an upgrade for a mouse.
Oh, yeah, it was Brer Rabbit. You can keep talking. It just got real quiet. That's boring for people listening.
I guess I can't decide, like, Here's what's interesting. Number one, if you made this fucking movie and then now you're reading this story, wouldn't you just be like, wow.
Like, thanks reality, for taking my stuff, everybody.
Well, also, I'd be like, I'm glad we made that fucking movie, because you couldn't make it now without, I guess you still could, but then it seems very silly when at the end it turns into like a gunfight on the ice or whatever. That's like, eh, that's not exactly what happened and whatever. Also, sometimes you see a movie like that that's clearly based on something true, and then it's like, the characters in here are not based on anything, and blah, 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 and you're like, okay, yeah, sure. But then you also got to be thinking like, boy, truth really is stranger than fiction. I mean, it's not, because the fiction, you know, again, they had like a gunfight on a frozen lake or something. That sounds much stranger.
That hasn't happened yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
Although I hope the poisoning thing turns out to be true. What do you think? I mean, this is total shot in the dark.
I hope for everybody's sake that she is an adult, because if she's a child, that's terrible what has been done to her.
Yeah, that's true. Also, yeah, I think that's the best outcome, right?
Yeah.
That she's an adult, because then it's like, okay, well, maybe she's got some...
culpable for some of what's happened.
Maybe she's got some craziness. But overall, you're like, well, okay, that's one crazy person as opposed to these two parents who also have other adopted kids who are, like, making up crazy shit.
Yeah.
This seems like the most roundabout way, though, to get rid of a kid that you didn't really want to adopt anymore.
Well, it's interesting because their older son is autistic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, it doesn't seem like they're unfamiliar with children with additional needs.
Yeah.
And they knew, like, going into, like, she's 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
She's got a medical disorder of some kind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's that rabbit that had pants.
Oh, yeah.
It was Br'er Rabbit.
He kind of looks like Dale from Chip and Dale, mm-hmm. except he's a rabbit.
He does.
He's got a fuzzier face. Chip and Dale were my favorites. Trip
and Goofy.
Chip and Dale.
You got a red cowboy hat.
That's cool.
It was great.
I don't remember. We went to Disney when I was so young that I got a Chip and Dale stuffed animal. And then I remember the Small World ride.
Ugh.
That's all I remember. I liked that ride when I was a kid. And then I remember we saw the Electric Parade and there was this spinning thing that was lit up that was going down. And I thought it was like out of control and going to come and just like run over everyone in the crowd.
Run over everybody.
I didn't think it was doing what it was supposed to do. Atlanta, 1996. So see, there you go. You put it together.
I didn't.
So you would know how old you are. You could make a pretty darn good guess.
Like, can know that, yeah.
You would know which fucking decade you were born in.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think she's probably older than 16. 30? I don't know if she's 30. But on the other hand, I don't know that justifies just, like, abandoning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say she is 30.
But you've been told she's this other age.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would be mad about it, but also I would be like, well, you know, if she's really 30, it is time for her to... Well, you can't just be like, snap your fingers, now it's time for her to fly on her own, right? Because I've been treating her as, like, a 12-year-old this whole time.
Yeah.
So I think you'd just have to sort of be like, all right, well, let's hustle this along. Let's see if we can do like a 2-for-1, maybe age you 2 years every year.
Let's cram in as much as we can.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to cram, but if you did 2 years every year, eventually you'd be caught up and then you could maybe start living an adult life. But I don't know. I think she's an adult who just wants to be taken care of as a child.
It's way easier that way.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's an insight you would have when you're 16.
No, you don't get it.
When you're 16, wouldn't you just be like, if I was 16 and my parents had said, we're going to set you up with an apartment and we're leaving the country and you're just kind of on your own, here's $700 a month. I might have been like, this is fucking awesome. Like, I'm the coolest kid in the school. By far. I have so much school cred now. Because, like, and everyone wants to come have parties at my house, and I'm like, no, because I'm not friends with any of you. But I could, if I wanted to. But anyway, just knowing that $700 in your pocket every month is, like, an insane amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 16, I mean, that would be nuts. And you don't have to pay for your rent. So it's just $700 for food and whatever. That would be good. I lived on, like, Hot Pockets through all of junior high school. I think it'd be fine. So, yeah, that's my theory. I think she is older and just a little bit disturbed. We'll not along a typical developmental path, let's say that.
We'll have to follow this.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep you updated next year.
Oh, yeah.
When you all know. System. Yeah. Next year it'll be like, an affidavit was filed, blah, 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 and nothing happened, and it's been a year, and no one gives a shit about this anymore, because why would you? So there you go. There's a Potoween episode. Thanks, everybody.
Name ones. Now you're Steve Rodok. He numbers Velocity. Develop.